Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Bring Your Own Kombucha podcast. My name is Erica Pachada, and I am the creator of Bring Your Own Kombucha, which is a blog and now a podcast. I am so honored that you have chosen to follow my journey and listen to this podcast. Podcasting, to put it mildly, is a bit scary. It's really hard to put yourself out there, and even worse when you play back the episode and hear yourself talk. But I really love what I'm doing, and I love interviewing people in the health and wellness industry and bringing all of this great information to you guys to implement into your everyday life. I want to start by telling you a little bit about myself in this episode. I am 30 years old. I'm married to my sweetheart of almost 12 years, and I'm a full-time attorney. The blogging and podcasting is just a side hustle and passion of mine. I really started investing time and energy into my health about a year and a half ago. I decided to go off birth control to detox my body. I wanted to incorporate more greens into my diet, shift over to more organic produce, swap out all of my toxic household products for non-toxic products, and incorporate more eco-friendly habits and products and just into our everyday lives. I do have a journalism degree, so at that juncture, a year and a half ago, I decided that I wanted to start recording all the shifts that I was making, and here I am a year later into blogging, and I'm starting this podcast, so it's been quite an adventure and a lot in 1 year on top of a full-time job. This podcast is really going to focus not only on health and wellness in general, but also the mind, body, and soul. I truly want to talk about not just physical health, but also mental health, emotional health, spiritual journeys, and of course, you know, every nutrition-related subject out there. So far, I've had a really great, diverse group of interviews. I have interviewed yoga guru Sophie Jaffe. Her episode will go live next week. And I've also interviewed my best friend, Heather Boylan, who is a registered nurse, and we chat all about diabetes, how it has affected her life, the different types of diabetes, how to prevent it, and so on. I've also chatted with spiritual being Jessica Yavon. She will be the first episode that I release. I'm really excited about her episode. And, of course, I interviewed the vodka-loving nutritionist, Megan Kober, of The Nutrition Addiction. So as you can see, I'm really trying to diversify the episodes. But if you have any suggestions or anybody in particular that you want me to interview, don't hesitate to email me. You can reach me at byokpodcast@gmail.com. I'm working really, really hard to bring in the best interviews. So any feedback that you have for me, I would greatly appreciate it. I also want to touch on two of my podcast sponsors. The first one is Catherine Juno's Olive Oil. It's an organic cold-pressed olive oil made with olives from Greece, and it is truly a way better olive oil than any store-bought brand. It's fresh, and it's organic, and it's a family-run business and small shop. So, you know, everything combined, I love small shops, I love family-run businesses, and I love organic products. If you want to check them out, you can find them on Amazon or on their website, casandrinos.com. That's casandrinos.com. And use the code kombucha for a discount. Now, if you go and rate my podcast, I want you to send a screenshot and email me at byokpodcast.com. And I'm going to pick 5 people every week, and I'm going to send you a sample of Casandrinos olive oil that I personally purchased. So definitely make sure that if you feel inclined to review my podcast, you go ahead and do that. My second sponsor that I have so far for the podcast is Blooming Lotus Jewelry. This is jewelry made with intention. And what I mean by that is Jennifer, the owner, creates these beautiful maloth beads and mantra coins and the like with pure intentions. Some of them are made with a focus for abundance, others for love. Others for good health. I mean, her pieces are just gorgeous. They are illuminating. And you can find her amazing works of art at bloominglotusjewelry.com. And after that, I really just want to tell you guys, thank you, thank you, thank you for listening to my podcast. I totally, totally, totally appreciate it. And let's raise a glass of kombucha. Cheers.